ABC Radio Australia.
Now, Football Federation Samoa has begun a worldwide search for players of Samoan heritage with the aim of boosting the strength of both the country's senior national teams. As Richard Yood reports, after winning a silver medal at the last Pacific Games in Apia 2019, it's the Samoan women who can set the pace for the future growth of soccer in their nation.
Millwall are moving in the right direction. Their FA Cup run may have made the headlines, but their league form has been equally as impressive. Preston failed to deal with Paul Eiffel, who struck the opening goal late in the first half.
As a player, Paul Eiffel made his name in England, and in 2004 he lined up for the London club Millwall alongside Australia's Tim Cahill in the FA Cup final against Manchester United. Cahill famously played for Samoa as a junior, a move which almost put paid to what turned out to be a memorable international career with the Socceroos. Now, wind the clock forward 17 years and Cahill's former teammate has taken the reins of the Samoan women's team. Eiffel arriving in the Pacific several years ago to play for Wellington in the A-League, but until recently he'd never considered the idea of coaching.
It wasn't something I wanted to do till I got closer to the end of my career. And I really wish I'd have actually studied coaching a lot earlier because I think it would have actually made me a better player. But once I got close to finishing, I would actually take notes on the training sessions that I had at the Phoenix and then after that time at Tasman and Hawke's Bay and just work out what the game was about and why certain coaches did certain things and why certain players did certain things and just try to understand the game a little bit more. And I think that led me to thinking, well, I believe I've got a lot of knowledge from my time playing as a professional. I just need to keep gaining that knowledge and keep being able to pass it on.
Eiffel has cut his coaching teeth with women's clubs in New Zealand, but with the Women's World Cup coming to the country in 2023, the prospect of putting together a Samoan team that is good enough to seal a finals place is a challenge he's relishing.
That did make me look twice at the job and think, well, you know, what an opportunity. I think when is a nation like Samoa going to get the opportunity again to be this close? Not having an automatic spot available after the qualifiers makes things much more difficult, but we just want to get to that final tournament in New Zealand. I mean, that would be a massive achievement in itself. And then once you're there, let's have a go at trying to win that. And who knows, it's a bit of a crazy dream at the moment, but what's life without dreams? You've got to have something to aspire to. So I'm certainly looking forward to the challenge.
In contrast, a World Cup place for Samoa's men's team is a long way out of reach, but their new coach, Matt Calcott, still has plenty that he wants to achieve.
I see it as a really, really big challenge, but I also see it as a real positive. I think there is a number of rocks unturned in terms of recruitment and from a tactical and physical kind of setup. I think we can push and get the group to the level that it needs to get to make inroads, first of all, within that qualifying tournament and the other nations in and around it, your Tongas and your Cook Islands. And from there, you never know what the next steps are, really.
And part of turning over those stones involves a global search for players with the right Samoan connection. Men and women.
I'll work with whatever I've got, but if we can add to the playing pool, especially if we can bring a couple of professionals in, it can make all the difference. I know from my time playing with Barbados, you've got some good local players, and then if you can add one or two pros in the right spots, it can make a massive difference. So we'll be looking to do that, but at the same time, making sure that we're looking after the whole squad, and it's not just about the new ones coming in, but we're making everybody welcome.
Former Fiji men's and women's coach Christoph Gamel always maintained a women's team from the Pacific would make World Cup finals long before a men's team. So in Samoa, there is a sense that where the women lead, the men can follow.
I went in to see him coach, fantastic coach as well, by the way. But I think he's right. And why can it not be us? That's how I'm going to look at it. Growth in the women's games has gone crazy. I mean, it's a really good time to be working in the women's game. With the World Cup in New Zealand, it gives all those Pacific Islands a chance to aspire to something pretty special. So we're all of us going to be having a go at that spot, but we've got to make sure we're the best prepared. We've got 11 months, I think, till the first qualifiers. So it's really important that we hit the ground running.
It's all really a case of, especially in Samoa, increasing the exposure and looking at getting them to be successful. And also, you know, then it becomes aspirational for the next generation. Certainly the men's, I feel, can make a lot of improvements very quickly. But you are right, in terms of the women, they are a leading light and they can probably get to the point that we need to get to much, much sooner.
Danger here for PNG. And Samoa have taken advantage. Torianne Lynn-Lewis makes it 7 in this tournament for her. For both Calcott and Eiffel, the immediate problems are how to deal with coaching at a distance because of COVID-19 restrictions, and how soon can they get their teams into action.
there is likely to be some kind of camp in New Zealand with the New Zealand-based players. If we can find enough of them, I would imagine there'll be camps in Samoa. Whether I can get over for them or it will have to be my assistant taking that. But there's lots of things you can do. I think we've been lucky in the fact that technology is in a position that can help us. You've got Skype, you've got Zoom. There's no reason why we couldn't put the training sessions on and I could actually be there watching them. If I can't watch them live, I can certainly watch them back and be relaying the information to my assistant coach and my team of coaches there. So there'll be ways around it. We've just got to be a little bit innovative and make sure that when I do get the opportunity to get on the grass with the team, they already know what I expect.
We've got international friendlies lined up based on the borders, really. There may be the possibility to hold New Zealand and possibly Australian camps. So once all of the scouting and networking has been done to identify some talent, we may be able to get some camps underway. And from there on in, I suppose it's just waiting for the borders to open. So really just taking it in steps, get some exposure for the team, both in Samoa and potentially within New Zealand, getting some international friendlies, depending on the format, winning the qualifying tournament.
And Matt Culcott says with the pandemic in the background, FIFA is putting money into the Pacific with the aim of building stronger foundations for national teams.
Not just for the odd match, but for cycles, so they can do some work across a longer period of time. And so not only fixtures and the camps, there'll also be the opportunity for me to be jumping in with the coaches in Samoa via Zoom, which will happen pretty frequently at the moment. It's going to happen every 2 weeks. So just trying to develop a play model with them and some concepts and principles with a group of coaches that can hopefully implement some of that stuff in the National League there.
Paul Eiffel is on a 2-year deal and working part-time for now to allow for his existing commitments in New Zealand that include running his own academy. But he's passionate about what could be achieved with the Samoan women's team and what the World Cup carrot could mean for his players.
It could be life-changing for some. You get a Samoan team to a World Cup, it's life-changing for all. But I mean, if you have a good qualifying tournament, one of those players from the islands could embark on a professional career, and that would be massive. I mean, that's something I'm looking to do, give opportunities to those that might not have had them if I hadn't turned up. I'm pretty confident that there are players in the women's game that would be good enough to step up. It's just giving them a platform to show what they can do with a little bit more profile, potentially, over these next couple of years. Maybe we can help with that.
There is no such World Cup incentive for Matt Culcott or indeed any other Pacific men's team right now, although the likes of PNG and Fiji certainly have aspirations to be in the shake-up for 2026. But with previous experience of coaching in Vanuatu, Fiji and Cook Islands, Culcott says football matters to the Pacific people.
I just see the joy and the happiness that football brings to players and people in that region, and it's something I'm pretty passionate about. So hopefully we can get some good results and get working in the Pacific way and take Samoa to a level that they've never been at before.